Imam Hussein was killed, his horse came rushing back to the tent to notify Sayyidah Zainab of what had happened, and I wanted to portray this.
The first reported painting depicting the tragedy of Karbala was drawn by a monk. After the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the women of the Ahlul Bayt were paraded in the streets, chained. On their journey to Damascus, the army stopped at a Christian monarchy. A monk inquired as to who they had belonged to. When asked, he said, "Because I see a light shining from that head." After persuasion, he paid to keep Imam Hussein alayhi salam's head for the night and drew it. After that incident, for years artists have been depicting the scene of Karbala through art. This documentary looks at the painting of an artist and how she depicts a tragic scene of Karbala.
Art is universal because it speaks in every language. Anyone could understand it.
Islam is a message we should spread in any possible way, and art is the most attractive and most easy and quickest way we can spread the message.
Two to three years ago, I went to this gallery in Bahrain, and they have this annual opening to all artists from any background. And basically, they give them the supplies and anything they need, the canvases, to draw scenes from what had happened in Karbala.
I did a two-year intensive course in college, fine art, and it really built up my skills. And then I took it up in university and graduated from there.
Hussein, I have given you love, Safa, Safa. How much pain, how much pain did they make us all? How much pain did they make us all? How much pain did they make us all? Safa, ya Muharram, Spain will go best. Safa, Safa, Muharram, Spain will go best. Safa, Safa, and continues every month and every year. And continues every month. And
we came asking for the father of Sajjad and Ali al-Akbar. We came asking for the father of Sajjad and Ali al-Akbar. Where did he live? Show me the way. Where did he live? Show me the way.
I used an A1 canvas and I used all paints. It took me like a week or so to finish, and oil paints really, they do the job for that, because if you do use acrylics or water paint, it will dry out as soon as, you reach 5 minutes or so.
Father Haidar, oh Haidar, wished you were here, oh Father.
cheek. I don't know I could speak. My tear is burning my cheek, and now I'm feeling so weak. Life is getting much harder.
I would say the tents I took the longest in, because it was really a question of, the tents don't really speak to me much, you know, the skies and the women and the horse mostly, but the tents were just like a question of, you know, shall I really, you know, take them out, bring them out in the picture, or shall I hide them, or should they be black, or, you know, what colour should they be, you know? And I was thinking, like, I first did them black. I did them a very dark colour, but it just took the expressionist aspect out of the painting, and I just wanted, you know, to when you see the painting, you're like, you know. It's a wall that's bright.
Father of Hamza, when he came, asking if you could continue without the grief of Karbala and every pain that you went through. To Al-Thumani, you replied, this is not possible to do. O Sajjada, give you my life and every pain I take from you. Turmoil in the heartland of the Muslim world, which separates the people from the ignorant and wise. If we were there,
if we were there,
lives would be so,
lives would be so.
If we were there, lives would be so, and many painful stories told
from your devoted eyes.
From your devoted eyes.
Bless your connection with the Lord during prayer, and bless the tears that came running from your devoted eyes. Bless your connection with the Lord.
I was aiming to capture the moods of sorrow and the loss of the family of the Prophet, and I did this using vibrant colours, and it's really like an expressionist painting where it's also realistic but more expressionist, where it shows the heat and the bloodshed.
Let's all go to his shrine. Voices will together recite, "Oh Hussein, you are divine. Oh Hussein, for you we will fight. Whoever crosses the line, breath, sound, touch, and you are my sight, and every sense you define, and you are
I imagined myself, you know, being there. And I imagined the weather, I imagined the sound, I imagined what had been left, what's all the, you know, all the arrows and the bloodshed and the effect of the heat and, you know, the dryness and, you know, people, their thirst and the screams and, you know, it's just every, you know, every detail that we have that they mention in lectures or poetry, all the details that they, you know, they mention, I wanted to include that in my painting. You know, so it's not just realistic or it's not just a simple, you know, painting of that. I wanted to include everything. Although it doesn't have, you know, it's pretty simple, you know, it doesn't have much, but the actual scene and, you know, I wanted it to have everything in it.
Fighters who dedicated before they died and for the holy name of Allah they tried. They mixed their blood with the thunder. They will never make me wonder. And for the holy name of Allah they try.
Fighters who dedicated before they die, and for the holy name of Allah they try. They mix their blood with the thunder. They will never make me wonder. And for the they mix their blood with the thunder. They will never make me wonder. And for the holy name of Allah they try.
Yes, you are my sword and my shield, and you are the post of my tent, and you came. They will always stand strong, they will never hide. And for the holy name of Allah they try.
Fighters who dedicated before they die, and for the holy name of Allah they try.
horse was the, I made the horse the focal point of the painting because it's that moment when he came rushing, galloping back from where Imam Hussein was murdered, and basically it's the message of when the horse came back and he was saying, you know, saying to Sayyida Zainab that they've killed Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein has been killed. It's that moment, and it shows the silence of you know the whole the scene and the silence of the world and the sorrow. It's like it's the end. It's like it's. You know, it's happened, and he has been killed, and you know, everyone had nothing to say. They were just weeping and crying, and the skies wet blood.
Hussein, I have given you love, Safa, Safa. How much pain, how much pain did they make us all? How much pain did they make us all? How much pain did they make us all? Safa, ya Muharram, Spain will go best. Safa, Safa, Muharram, Spain will go best. Safa, Safa, and continues every month delivery. And continues every month. And free,
we came asking for the father of Sajjad and Ali al-Akbar. We came asking for the father of Sajjad and Ali al-Akbar. Where did he lay? Show me the way. Where did he lay? Show me the way.
When you went to Karbala, what did you see about Hussein? I ask you then, you tell me. Tell me what Hussein said and his great body.
The ground, that is another aspect of the painting. I changed a couple of times. The first way I did that was, you know, the ground is sand. You know, it's just, you know, waves of sand, but. It turned out very well, but to me it wasn't enough. And then an idea just popped into my head, and I'm like, you know, the turba, the stone of Karbala exists till now, and I made it, you know, full of arrows, and because the war happened there, and it's not going to be all clean. You know, blood, arrows, the cracks, and you can even see, you know, the dramatic, like vibrant shadow of the horse, which just comes like right at you, like out of the picture. So you know, it's the dramatic feeling and the relation with now and before.
can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain, no one's got, and no one will ever get. We should learn from Zainab. 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 How can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain no one's got, and no one will ever get. How can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain no one's got, and no one will ever get. We should learn from Zainab. 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 She went through so much grief, like it nothing is compared.
Well, these the women in the painting are the women who have lost their children, who have lost their husbands, and their only hope was, you know, the Imam coming back, alayhi salam. When that had happened, it's just, you know, it was the end, and they just ran out. And the reason I didn't draw their faces is because these aren't ordinary women. They're not ordinary people. These are the holy household, the holy family, a family of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
أتاه في الحشا سهم مارق فخر فقول في يذبل.
I don't think it's enough, really, because it's, you know, it's, you do something and the next year comes and it reminds you of you know, it happening again. You just want to do more and more for it. It just Muharram comes and that when that month comes, you just want to do so much good, and you want to, you know, spread, and you know, inshallah, you know, I'll be doing more.
I don't know.